The thing that we're looking for in our 50s is a little different. I'm not looking to have kids. I am not looking for a man to support me. I do quite well on my own, thank you. And I no longer feel I need someone to complete me like I did back in my 20s. I am looking for someone to have a good time with. Greetings, friends, and welcome to Women Over 50 Alive Redesign. My name is Shelley. I am your host. And if you are a first-time listener, welcome. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. Today, my topic is going to be about relationships after 50. And I really got thinking about this after my conversation in the Facebook group with Leanne, creator of Unsuck Your Love Life. Speaking of Facebook, we have a group, Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. Look us up on Facebook or click the link in the show notes and come join us. We are almost 700 women strong, and you don't have to be 50. You can be 50-ish. Just come join us. So this episode of our love life after 50, my love life in particular. So if you've been following my podcast, you know that I've been married 2 times. I used to say, yes, I am one of those women, but I don't anymore because I don't care. I don't care what people think about my marriages, divorces, whatever, because I married my first husband when I was 20 and my mother really liked him. I remember her saying to me, you know, Shelley, you need to marry that boy. He'll calm you down. And at that time, I didn't think I had any options because it had always been, you know, drilled into my head that I finished high school and then I found a husband. There was nothing else. Finish high school, find a husband. That's what I did. And we stayed married for almost 20 years. And while I'm not going to go into, you know, all the gory details, there were a couple of things that made me leave. One of the main things was I just became 40. I went in a different direction. I got my college degree. I knew that there was a bigger world out there. And I just felt so constrained on that dairy farm. We had 3 kids. And I tell you, I couldn't take it anymore. I would have anxiety attacks on the way home, you know, from school or work. And I just knew I had to do something. I left him and I got divorced. And I met my second husband a couple of years after that. We didn't get married right away. We lived together. And then we did get married. And I've talked a lot about him, so I'm not going to give him a lot of airtime. But let's just say he was a tad narcissistic. And if you listen to the episode, The Time I Ran Away From Home, I'll drop that in the show notes, that direct link in the show notes. I talk more about what happened after we got divorced and this downhill slide I took. And then I met Steve online. I met Steve when I was 50, so Steve would have been 63. So we've been together for 7 years now. We are not married, and we don't plan on getting married. But one of the things I've learned about relationships, or let me say, one of the things that I've made a decision about relationships is I will never be unhappy in a relationship again. And you know, Steve and I talked about that because he left a 30-year marriage. They were just both miserable, and he said he should have gotten out a long time ago. He didn't, and that's just one thing we're not going to do. We both have said at some point, if we are unhappy and we don't see any way of getting out of that, then this relationship is going to be over. Because when we're in our 50s, and Leanne and I talk about this in the live that we do, and there's, I'll drop the link to the video, to the podcast in the show notes here as well. But the thing that we're looking for in our 50s is a little different. I'm not looking to have kids. I am not looking for a man to support me. I do quite well on my own, thank you. And I no longer feel I need someone to complete me like I did back in my 20s. I am looking for someone to have a good time with, someone who will adore me, someone who will support my ventures, someone who will pull his weight in this relationship. Because I had a supervisor in a job about 10, 11 years ago, and she and her husband, they were great. But she told her husband, you know, if this relationship ever becomes work, I'm out of here. Because I don't think relationships should be work. And I agree with that now. I don't think that they should be work. But I understand, you know, when you're younger and you're having kids and you've got bills to pay, all that minutia gets caught. So you get so wrapped up in it that you forget about the other person, about your spouse or your significant other, your partner, and you forget the reasons you were married. You forget, you know, that new relationship energy. And I know that that happened for me as well. But now at this point in our 50s, I think, you know, regardless of whether we're still married or looking for new relationships, is that we can make decisions on how that's going to look like for us in a different way. Because the majority of us now are more financially secure. And like I said, we're not looking to have children. We're looking to have a partner, a fun life partner. So if this relationship with Steve ever becomes work, or if this relationship with Steve makes either one of us unhappy, you know, we're going to have to take a serious look at moving on from that. And I know some people are like, oh my gosh, that's so harsh. Well, I can say that because I don't see that happening. I think I found the perfect partner for me as I enter the second phase of my life. And another thing that I've talked to Steve about is the relationship is what it is. We're having a great time. I really enjoy my time with him. I just really love our partnership. And if it has to end, I'll be really sad about that. I mean, I would be really sad about that. But I will have had that with him, and then I'll be able to move on a little better than I did in the past, because this relationship is defined in such a way. And I know that's sort of a clinical researchy type word, but I've defined the relationship in such a way that I, like I said, I'm looking for a partner, someone to have fun with. While I would be terribly distraught and unhappy if it ended, I could look at it as this moment in time that I had shaped for myself and know that it was good and that I was happy and that I enjoyed it. So now in my almost 60s, I have to say that I have found the perfect relationship. Now, don't get me wrong. We have our issues. We certainly do. But they're not issues that we have to work on. You know, they're not things that are so detrimental to either one of us that it's relationship ending. But, you know, there's just little things like, do we have to have music on all the time? Or why do you watch so much Law and Order? You know, just the little things like that. So, but I would love to hear where you are in your relationship. And if your views on relationship have changed, I would love to hear that. You can email me at Shelley@ShelleyDiamond.com, and I'll pop that email down in the show notes. And let's have a conversation about that. I would love to hear it. All right, peeps, until next time, stay awesome. Just a quick reminder before I let you go, check out our Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. There are over 600 other fabulous women in that group just like you. I'll place the link to the group into the show notes.